Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1484, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions. They could be related to fitness, diet, nutrition, and sometimes they're related to other things like today's audio question. And remember, the Q in Q&A or questions come from you. Now, if you're wondering about my background and my credentials and why I call myself Dr. Neil, definitely check out the Q&A from earlier this month. Usually on the first Q&A episode of the month, I go into more details about that. So right now, I'm going to spare you from all of that information and let's get to today's audio question as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. I was just wondering what physically happens in your knuckles when you crack them. There's just been a lot of debate over it recently. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your audio question, Matthew, and thank you so much for listening to the show. Now, you're right. There has been quite a bit of debate about what happens when we crack our knuckles and whether it's harmful to do so. In fact, studies have found that about 25 to 50% of people regularly crack their knuckles. So this is definitely a common habit. Now, let me describe what happens when we crack our knuckles. So in between our joints, like our knuckles, we have the specialized fluid called synovial fluid. This synovial fluid is important because first, it acts as a lubricant, so the joints can move without rubbing against each other when we move them. If they were to rub against each other, that would cause a lot of discomfort and possibly some pain. Plus, this synovial fluid provides important nutrients to those areas. Now, what does this fluid have to do with knuckle cracking? I'm getting there, I promise. So in our finger joints, bubbles can start to form within that synovial fluid. Just like if you were looking at a fish tank, you'll see that there's bubbles, there's gases in the water. Same thing can happen in our synovial fluid. Now, there's actually a fancy medical term for when these bubbles are formed in this fluid. It's called tribonucleation. Anywho, these bubbles come from gases the body creates naturally just as part of our daily metabolism. After all, we're constantly exchanging oxygen, carbon dioxide, nitrogen, and other gases as part of our daily functioning. Now, cracking our knuckles is actually a bursting of these naturally formed gas bubbles in the synovial fluid. It's kind of like popping bubble wrap or popping bubbles underwater. It's just because it's not underwater, we hear that popping sound. Now, imagine you or someone else actually cracking their knuckles. They usually extend their fingers in some way, right? So they either flex or pull on their fingers to crack them. Well, by doing this, they're pulling the bones apart. And by pulling the bones apart, it creates negative pressure. This negative pressure creates a vacuum to pull gas into the synovial fluid. Then the gas bubble bursts, which again creates that popping sound we hear. Now, have you ever noticed that knuckles can't be cracked over and over again, back to back? It's like once you've cracked them, you have to wait a while to crack them again. Why is that? Well, it's because it takes time for those bubbles to get pulled back into the synovial fluid again. In fact, some estimates say we can't re-crack our knuckles for at least 15 minutes. So now, the question is it harmful to crack our knuckles? In fact, usually when I talk about knuckle cracking, people want to know, is this a harmful habit? Specifically, people ask, does cracking knuckles often lead to arthritis? They'll usually tell me things like, aunt or uncle so-and-so is now older and they've been cracking their knuckles all their lives and now they have arthritis, so cracking knuckles must have caused that, right? No. In fact, studies have shown that knuckle crackers have the same function, grip strength, and range of motion as those who don't crack their knuckles regularly. There is one potential side effect, and that is the cartilage, which is another form of connective tissue around the joints, can become thicker over time. But basically, most researchers agree cracking knuckles is neither helpful nor harmful to the health of our joints. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And thank you again so much for the question, Matthew. Now, if you want to send me a question to be answered right here on the show, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to hear your own voice on the podcast like Matthew, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. I thank you so much for doing that. Answering your questions is one of my favorite parts of the show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. And I hope you have a great start to your weekend. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Saturday show and where your optimal life awaits.